With us right now is Jim Campbell. Not only are you involved with the Honor Flight and the Wreaths Across America program, but you're also spreading the movie about Honor Flight to various institutions. What's that all about?
The folks that made the movie about the Honor Flight, many listeners have seen it because it's been in the area. It's now available on Amazon.com for anybody who'd like to buy one for their family, and very inexpensive. But I got a grant from a local, I would just call it a big box store, and I am delivering to 226 schools in 49 school districts across the 12 counties that are Honor Flight program services, so that every student from kindergarten to senior in high school will have an opportunity to see what veterans from World War II and these kids now that they're great-grandparents, or maybe great-great-grandparents. And the irony here is that many of these schools have participated in a myriad of fundraising activities to support the Honor Flight. During Veterans Week, the week of November 11th, those of us in the Honor Flight spend a lot of time going to schools and participating in their veterans program. And in participation, they provide funding to send a vet or two vets or three vets or four vets. So this is kind of reinforcement to show them exactly what they're supporting. And the feedback has been outstanding, absolutely outstanding.
As you know firsthand, I remember when I was still in school many years ago, it was always good to get that history lesson from somebody who was there. I remember one of my instructors was a veteran in the Korean War, and nobody made a peep when he talked. We were just glued to the program because we wanted to know what he went through, and I'm sure this is a very helpful teaching tool. I understand you're also taking the movie to some of the nursing homes.
And I am, and that was an outcropping of a collaboration with an organization called Operation Gratitude in California. Operation Gratitude was founded 10 years ago, and they put care packages together. All the stuff in the care package is donated, and they send them to our servicemen and women overseas. And they approached a number of Honor Flights about a year ago and said, hey, would you like to participate and provide these to your Honor Flight veterans? And it didn't take long to say, hey, this is a no-brainer, because the cost of the Honor Flight was nothing except for a little time. And one of our board members on the Honor Flight said, well, what about the veterans in nursing homes? A lot of them will never have a chance. So I had a number of these, well, hundreds and hundreds of them shipped to us, the Operation Gratitude Care Package, and about the same time the movie became available. So we not only presented a care package to every veteran in every nursing home in central Wisconsin through the Elks Veterans Committee, because this is really outside the purview of Honor Flight mission, and then also gave them an Honor Flight movie to show their residents. And boy, is that going over great, because you can imagine some of these veterans would like to go on the Honor Flight and just can't do it, or they we haven't convinced them to sign up yet, or the ones that have gone can now share the experience with their family.
Now, you already started distributing these care packages and the movie copies to the schools,
yes.
But you still have a ways to go, right?
We got a ways to go. We finished the care packages and movies and from Tomahawk, Antigo, Merrill, Wausau area through the Elks Veterans Committee. But our Elks Lodge doesn't cover the southern part of the area, but the Legion Riders, the same guys that are doing the Wreaths Across America at King Veteran Home, we're going to do Stevens Point, Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, and the towns in that area, the care packages and the movies as well.
Have all the schools received the movie so far?
Not all of them. I just started doing this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, so I've got out of the 110 distributed so far, about three quarters of those have been schools. So we're making progress. I got a total of, according to the website, in those 12 counties, there's 229 schools.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Anybody that knows a veteran that has not been on the Honor Flight, please encourage them to do so. We are still flying Korea and World War II vets, and we're taking applications for the next generation, which are the sons and daughters of the World War II veterans. And encourage them, please, encourage them to sign up.
And the best way to sign up is?
The website for those that have computers, which is our name, Never Forgotten Honor Flight. For those that don't have computers, phone number is 715-573-8519. It's a voice messaging system. Say, my name is, I live here, please send me a veteran application. That's all there is to it.
Jim Campbell from Honor Flight, thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome.